We are smack bang in the middle of a block season at the moment. It is fiery.
Oh, and they're awesome properties.
Aren't they?
They're beautiful lifestyle blocks. I'd call them lifestyle blocks. Yeah. Bit of property
on
them.
They are. Huge. Absolutely, because considering the previous ones have all pretty much been next to each other.
Yeah, little blockhouses,
yeah,
town.
These ones are just spectacular.
Oh, big properties.
Old houses that have been shipped in and revved up and whatever.
I think The Block is a good show, Jules. It's compelling. Scotty Cam's there yelling at people. What more can you ask for?
Yeah. Well, next year we have just been made aware that they've already bought the properties.
Okay, where are we heading?
So they're going back to the neighbourhood format, so it'll be a little bit easier than the Gisborne one, which is the one that's currently screening. And this one is returning to Melbourne's Bayside area of Hampton East.
Oh, Hampton East. This sounds like a fancy kind of suburb.
It is a fancy suburb.
Oh, is this a bit of an uppity area?
Yeah. It's next to Brighton.
And
Brighton is quite a nice area.
Oh, you put the fancy voice on. Mm. Brighton, they drink with their pinkies in the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So homes 14, 16, 18, 20 and 22 in Charming Street have all been sold to Channel 9.
Okay, so Channel 9 obviously buy these and then they make their money back when they sell them. How much did this cost them to buy?
$14.3 million.
Jeez! Actually, for how many houses?
Five houses. And they're not fancy houses.
That's a lot of
which
money.
Which I think is the idea, because you're going to get like five couples in to zhuzh them up.
Yeah, that's right? It'd be funny if they did it the other way. Bought nice houses and then couples came in to destroy them.
They're not doing that.
You and your five kids move into the house to ruin it.
So apparently Hampton East is the poor cousin of Hampton, but come on. It's still in Hampton, in the region, isn't it? So it's still ritzy.
I want to work this out, Jules. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but let me just get my calculator out. I want to work out how much that is. So 14, and they've bought, how many houses? Five.
Yeah.
That's 2.9 million each house. I thought the average house price was a million. So these are over average houses.
Yeah, of course. In price they are because of the area.
That's a lot of money, Channel 9.
They're not that fancy, but yeah. So these, the new houses are just a 5-minute drive away from the last season's ones, mm-hmm. the ones in Bronte Court. And those houses sold for, I think it was 2.3 million was possibly the lowest one.
Jules, would you and your husband Glenn go on the show? Because I know your husband has a trade.
We say it every year when we watch it, especially when the finale's happening.
Yeah.
We go, oh, yeah, and you see the big bucks, and you see how much money they're taking home.
Some
of
them
do it. Like 500,000 profit or whatever. Yeah, I don't think we could.
Oh, why not?
I think we would tear each other apart.
That would make great TV.
It probably would, but I feel like we would butt heads all the time.
But that's marriage, baby. That's love. It makes good. Scotty Cam would love it.
Yeah, he would.
I would watch
it. The producers would probably love it too. But at the end of it, do you come out with a solid marriage?
Oh, yeah, true. It's like putting furniture together. If you can put furniture together, your marriage is good. So if you can go on the block.
See, we've got a thing. One of us does the flat pack and the other one leaves the room. We can both do it, but one of us has got to be out of the room.
It's Jack and Jules with your Power Brekkie, 11 past 7. Good morning.